Kof Mar Cheshvan, Monday the 21st of November, Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Salomon, relating to the Asora Nisyonos.
Relating to Asora Nisyonos. Who says we have to relate to them? Chaim Volozhin says in the Mishnah in Ovis, the Mishnah in Ovis says, Asora Deiris Minoyach Ad Avram. And then the Mishnah carries on, and the Mishnah says, Asora Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu. As of Chaim Volozhin in his Perish Ruach Chaim, why in the earlier Mishnah does it just say Asora Deiris Minoyach Ad Avram without the title of Avinu? Asora Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu State Avinu. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, Avram Avinu was given the Asora Nisyonos as Maisa Ovis Simon Labonim, to give the injection for future generations, for Klal Yisrael, to be able to be oimed on the Nisyonos. And in order that Klal Yisrael should be able to be makabel and withstand any challenges on the Nisyonos, therefore Avraham Avinu was given these Nisyonos. And then Chaim Volozhin goes through a few of the Nisyonos, explaining where in the history of Klal Yisrael this courageous Ummah of Klal Yisrael managed to withstand Nisyonos because of the Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu. So we see clearly we have to try and relate, and let us, for the few minutes that we've got, understand first of all, what is a Nisyon? What is a Nisyon? And then, why did the Rebbein Hashem give us Nisyonos? The Rebbein Hashem's Kulei Meitiv. Why did he give Nisyonos? What's the Avodah to overcome a Nisyon? And maybe a little bit more in the Siyata Deshmaya that one gets because of a Nisyon. The Ramban in Parashas Vayera, in the Nisyon of the Akedah, the Ramban says on the words of the Pasuk, V'alekim Nisa Es Avram. Now read you out the Lashon of the Ramban. Inyan HaNisayon, says Ramban, Ledaati Bavur HaYus Maisa Adam Rishus Mukhletes. A person has got his own Bechira Rishus Mukhletes B'yodoy Im Yirtze Yaseh V'im Lo Yirtze Lo Yaseh. A person's got, it's a free will, you can decide whether you want to do or whether you don't want to do. We'll translate the word and Mr. Shem will explain it. Yikro Nisoyen, Mitzad HaManusa, it's Mitzad the one who's getting the test. Aval HaManasa Yisparach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gives the test, Yitzaveh Boy, he gives this tzivoy of the test, Lohoitzi Hadova Min HaKoyach El HaPoyel, to bring out from an HaKoyach the potential to the Bapoyel, to the actual doing. To give a person the reward of a good doing, a maisa toiv, and not just the reward of a leiv toiv, a machshava toiva. V'da, ki Hashem tzadik yivchon, kush yudea b'tzadik, sheyase retzoinoi, v'chofetz latzdikoi, when he knows the tzadik wants to derot in Hashem, Yitzaveh oisei benitzoyen. V'lo yivchen es rishoyen. The Rebbein Shem doesn't test the rishoyen. Asher lo yishma mu, who won't listen. V'nei kol ha-nisyonos she-b'teira le-teiras ha-manusa. All nisyonos in the Torah, says the Ramban, are for the one and for the benefit of the one who's getting the nisyon. This Ramban, if one knows this Ramban, and one knows this Ramban by heart, it's literally a oil, a light, in, for the life of a person. The Ramban explains, you know, a person will decide one day, today I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. I can guarantee you, on that day, you'll have the biggest Nisayan sitting next to somebody who unfortunately didn't make that Kavalah and really involved in a good, juicy piece of Lashon Hara, and you may even fall in for it. Just a day. Come to the Yetzer Hara. Oh, forget it. The day I decided not to speak Lashon Hara, on that day I had such a Nisayan, forget it. And gives up. This is the Derek of the Yetzer Hara. Says the Ramban, V'alekim Nisayas Avraham. The tachlis of the Nisayan is, when a person reaches a Madriga, B'koyach, in potential, I don't want to speak Lashon Hara today. The Rebbeinu says, I want to give him the reward, not just of in thought, in theory, of not speaking Lashon Hara. I want to give him the situation where he'll have a nisoyin in the Lamaisa. The Rebbeinu doesn't want us to just have the scha of a leiv toiv, a potential and in theory of the Madriga once reached. Ela scha maisa toiv, to bring it out from potential into maisa, into actual doing. For the kim nisas Avraham, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who made it's the toivas hamenusa, the one who's getting the test, not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Ramban, the Ribbono Shel Olam only gives a nisoyan to a tzaddik who's holding by it, and tzaddik Hashem yivchan, but a shoyim has got no shaykh. This Ramban tells us why the Rebbeinu gives Nisayanis. It's Scha Leiv Toiv, not enough. It has to be Scha Maisa Toiv. The Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer Teres Abayis, says, a person will ask a question, Hayipolei Ma'ashem Dovo, La'asiz Eitze Eitze Sheyeh Echoyles B'yad Odom, La'aviach Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam bring us down to this dungeon of an Olam Hazeh? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam give us opportunities to be an Olam Abo and Olam Elyon and to there be Mekayim Torah and Mitzvahs? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam bring us down into this low world? Tshuva L'dova. He calls Choron Shal Mitzvahs who are Omol Vahani Soyan Sheyesh Loila Odom Bekum. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us Scha Olam Abba. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us, who's the mative, wants to give us the biggest Scha possible. He brings us down into the Olam HaShofel for the challenges. Overcome those challenges. And with that, you'll be Zeicha to an abundance of Scha. For the Omol and the Nisoyim, which a person has when he's in this world. And for that, we come into this world with his Nitzionis in order to be able to have it. This is what a Nisoyim. I want to give you a moshul, just to understand the Sabbath Sa'ozim. Moshul Ma Dova Deima. You've got a child, a young child, a baby, lying in a cradle. And the parents go to the end of the room, and they start, put out their arms, come on, come on, come towards me. Parents say, listen to sugar. If there's no connection here, the child's lying in the cradle, and you want the child to come towards you, can't. The child, 11 months old, and started walking, and has walked 6 steps. The parents will go to the end of the room, and say, come on, Yankala, come on, come on, come on. Maybe after 8 steps, the child will fall. But because the child showed that potential, that the child can walk, therefore the parents put the child to test to see how far the child can go. And this is what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was doing. You've shown potential. You've shown madrigas. You've shown the leiv toiv. Let's put it into pa'ula. You've shown emunah. You've shown bitochen. Let's put it into pa'ula. Ein edoima scha maisa toiv. Then if it would only be Scha Leiv Toiv. The Oged Eliyahu says, As we said in the last week's Sedra, Vayoma Avram Avram, the double Lashon, Avram Avram, which Rashi says is a Lashon of love, of Chibah. In Zohar Kodesh, she brings, says, Vayoma Avram Avram, Avram de Le'ila, Avram de Le'tata. And he explains, every person, Shmeril and Beryl, have both got a Shmeril and Beryl in Shemayim, in Olam Haba, and a Shmeril and Beryl in Olam Hazeh, in this world. There's a Bekoyach of every person, which for that Bekoyach is in Olam Haba. And he's in the Olam HaMaisa, in this world, to bring the completion that the Shmeril and Beryl in this world should meet up with the Shmeril and Beryl in Olam Haba. To bring the Mekoyach into the Mepoyel, and this is Shlemus Adam. This is Kovod Shemayim. Vayoma Avram Avram, says Ogdalio. When Avram Avinu brought his child from Nakeda, when Avram Avinu showed his Shlemus in Yichud Hashem, when Avram Avinu showed Shakul Bar Lechvedai, Vayoma Avram Avram, the two Avrams, the Avram of the Mekoyach and the Avram in the Olam HaMaisa, met together, and this is Shlemus Adam. What's the Aveda? It's all very nice. Well, what's the Aveda? To be able to overcome an Nisayon, and to withstand an Nisayon, and to be Zeichet to the Schar of Nisayon. The Pasuk says, Ato Yadati, Yirei Elikim Ato. We needed the Akedah to show that Avraham Avinu is a Yirei Shemayim. What does this mean? Ati Yadati Ki Yirei Elikim Ato. Explain the Mefarshim. Yirei Elikim, Yirei, this Yirei Shemayim is a Madriga of Yiras HaRenimus. There's Yiras HaOinish, and then there's higher Madrigas, many levels in Yiras Shemayim, to the Yiras HaRenimus, when a person lives and appreciates the Renimus of the Ribbono Shleilam, and knows this our tactics in the world, that one reaches that Yirei Shemayim. Ato Yadati Ki Yirei Elikim Ato. Says Rabbi Saul Salanta, the Avodah Sa'odom is Lehagdil Hayira Ulehaktin Et HaNisoyim. Lift up, learn, and live Emunah Bitochen Yirei Shemayim in the highest of Madrigas of Yirei Sereminus. And with that, you're maxim the Nisayon. And let me again explain. What would be if we get a phone call from Yisburach Yisala, the Rebbein Shleilam, and he phones you up, not on a mobile, he phones you up, and then he says to you, I want you to be tomorrow 2 o'clock in Auschwitz by the gas chamber. The same Rebbeinu gave you a phone call the day before to buy Lulav and Esrig. Fine. Get struck, even faint. What happened? Why did something become a hard? Why was this a hard phone call? Why was it Shvetri Mekayimit? And why do you have to work on yourself? Why? Rebbeinu asked you to do it. Of course, we're talking Greece and Madrigas. But just to understand it. You know why? I like my family, I like my friends, I like my chips, I like my meat, I like my fish. I like my relaxing time. Avas Atzmai. A battle in a Nisoyan is the Avas Hashem against Avas Atzmai. Every person has got Avas Atzmai. There's no such thing, like the Ramban says, but have to l'recha k'moicha, to like somebody else like yourself is a flog that's the warren. So Matthias Avas Atzmai. The avoider of the Akedah, the avoider of every single Nisoyan, on whatever level it is to give up one's own Avas Atzmai for the sake of Avas Hashem. You're lying in bed, good warm bed, and it's a winter morning, and you have to get up for Shacharis. What's the battle? What's the Third World War? The Gishmah of being in the warm bed, Avas Atzmai, against Avas Hashem, going to Shacharis. You've got an Isoyan, taking some food with this Heksha or one without a Heksha. What's going on here? What's the battle? What's the Third World War here? Avas Atzmai to Avas Hashem. Going out Kiddush Hashem by Avraham Avinu to take his child to the Akedah is living the highest Madriga in Avas Hashem to come over, to be able to have the challenge and overcome the challenge in Avas Atzmai. Again, we're talking grace and Madrigas, but Nisyonis are on all levels, but it's all one Yisoyed. How much am I prepared to give away from my Avas Atzmai for the sake of Avas Hashem? I want to tell you a very interesting observation which I had in the Mishnayos and others, which was directly connected, although it would seem not to be connected. The Mishnah says, Heve mi talmidol shel Avraham Avinu, belong to the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, associate yourself with the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Ayin toiva, nefesh shefala, v'ruach nemucha. Ayin toiva, says Rabbi Yehuda, be mistapik b'mu'ot, or ayin toiva, be able to forgive and give to others. Nefesh shefala, be in control of your taivas. V'ruach nemucha, be that true living of anova, v'anuchi of v'efer. Where's chesed? One pshat may be in the ayin toiva. Why doesn't it say chesed l'Avraham? Where's chesed? Another Mishnah, in Perikei Avos. Ha'oimer shali shali, v'shalach shalach. Hare zu midastoy, in one pshat in the Mishnah. You've got no problem with the other person having what's his, but shali shali. Hare zu midastoyim. Stoyim? Stoyim? Achzorius. Cruelty. No feelings. Shali shali is midastoyim. Where's Achzorius in the Mishnah? The answer is, when we learned the Machnasas Orchim of Avraham Avinu, and then we saw the Chatom of Stoyim, it wasn't Chesed versus Achzorius. Achzorius versus Chesed. The Shoirish, the so-called character of Avraham Avinu, was Ayin Toiva Nefesh Shfala Ruach Nemucha, Bittel Ha'inochius. Klapa the Ribbono Shel Olam, I've got no own retainers. My Rotzen is, what is Rotzen Hashem? Therefore Ayin Toiva can forgive. I can go with the Ruach Nemucha Vanuch of Eifer. I've got control over my tithes and never should follow. Memeila you're mischassed. Memeila you can do chesed on Yom Shlishi Lemilasai. As ill he was upset that he didn't have the opportunity to do chesed. Because you're living for others, you're living for the Rebbein Shalom. There's the Bittel Hoinachius. Stoim. Achzorius. Cruelty. In the most worst manner. But that is an outcome. You know what it comes from? When you live shali shali. Egoism, your own rights. When you live shali shali, you can allow shalach shalach. But you live shali shali, you'll go till the end with uxorious cruelty in order to have the shali shali. Avraham Avinu was nafshius. Avraham Avinu was pnimius. Avraham Avinu was nefshi, and nefshius was ruchnius. Stoim was afrius, was the olam hazeh, as the Mephoshim explained, which is called afrius. I once heard the beautiful nekuda. What's the difference in between nefshius, the soul, and afrius, the soil? Soul is S-O-U-L. Soil is S-O-I-L. Nafshius! When you're living Nafshius, it's you. Your Ayin Teva Nefesh Vodrach Namucha to the highest Madriga of Chesed. When it's Afrius, when it's in the blotter, when it's Oilam Hazeh, then it's I, it's a soil, it's the I, Ezel Ayah. And this is the challenge, and this is the Yisayid of an Yisayid. And Yisayid is, how much am I living Avas Hashem, and how much am I living Avas Atzmoy. And the challenge is to overcome. And because a person reaches the Madriga, which gave the Moshel before, today I'm, for the sake of Avas Hashem, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. It was Magdal Yira. That day the Rebbe says, you've reached this Madriga. Why have a schar of a Bekoyach and theory? Show it the poil. Yes, you may fall. Pick yourself up. But know from the Nisoyan that you're on that Madriga. Because only Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. It's not that the Yitzhak says, Rebbe is not interested in my Aveda. It's because Rebbe is interested in your Aveda. That's why he gave you that challenge. That's why he gave you that Nisoyan. And the way to relate to it is, Lehagdil HaYira, or Lehagdil HaNisoyan. To live Yira Shemayim of Yira Seremus, Avas Hashem. Realize our tafkid and tachlis, why we are here. And for that was Zeicha, take a valdik abundance of schar. I was once travelling in a taxi. Not once, but and we were going a long road. And there was one hump after the next. And my kishkas started getting all involved. And I said to the taxi driver, do you mind to open all the windows? So then I said to him, I'm sure you find these humps to be rather frustrating. Slow down and over. Not that he was always slowing down, but so he said to me, Rabbi, I want you to remember something. I want you to remember. Things may cause frustration. And humps may cause frustration. But they get you to your destination. Wow. And I started thinking. And I get back to yeshiva. This has to be my next shmur. He said to me, on that road we were going, every single week, at least 4 fatal crashes. And since the humps, not one. Leaving the taxi. Rabbi, remember, it may cause frustration, but it gets you to destination. I spent the journey thinking and thinking. I arrived back in yeshiva, and I said, it's a Gemara. The Gemara said that Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim. The Malachim said, what's this human beast doing in Shemayim? Send them back. The Rebbeinu said, Echoiz b'kisei kavoidi, get hold, kavoyochel, of my kisei are covered. And give them an answer. And as the Gemara tells us, it was a backwards and forward until Moshe Rabbeinu said, Klo mishpadetem b'mitzrayim, Klo kibud aveim. Then the Gemara finishes off. There's a loy sirtzok, there's a loy sinof. Klum yeshut sicha, klum yeshut any mitzias of sinof, any gilearoyas, any inin of geneva. The Malachi Asharis surrendered and said, yes, although to nuhaitcha bashamayim was their feeling that they should keep the Torah, because the glory of the Briah's Torah should be a shamayim, says the Gemara Peches, they surrendered, give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Is the obvious question on which there's many mahalkim. What did the Malachim think at the beginning? What did they think now? What's Moshe Rabbeinu answering? We haven't got time to go through all the birim of the Gemara. But one point. The Malachi Asharis understood. Tachlis of the Bria is Kvod Shemayim. Tachlis of the Bria is Shakoil Bara Lechvedoi. If so, Tachlis of Bria is learn Torah with its tifkeit. Learn Torah with its, all that is involved in the Torah, with its deepness, with all the Ramazim. Also, straight up, be Kabbalah in Torah. And that's Kovet Shemayim. What's this human beast doing in this in Shemayim, the Sefirah on this planet, send them down. What the Ribbono Shelom Esh first of all said, Echoiz Bekisei Kavoyedi, show the Malachim. They are Oimdim. They can't touch Echizei Chavad Kaviyachum. They've got their place in their Oilam, oh, but they can't come anywhere near Kisei Chavad Kaviyachum. Show we can reach, we the boss of Adam, can reach out Kisei Chavad. How? One answer, Nisyonos. We're in this world, and again with the Third World War, day in, day out, how many times a day? And we've got Nisayon Elei Tzirtach, we've got Nisayon Elei Sinof, and we've got challenges and tribulations, we've got things to overcome. We're having a fight, Ahavas Atzmai, which a Malach hasn't got. There's not Chaychem Ahavas Atzmai by Malach. We've got the Mechoma, Ahavas Atzmai, against Ahavas Hashem, and we overcome. That is Kavod Shemayim. The Malachim realized, as it's stated in the Torah, in the Sefer Sinof, it's not the tiefkeit of Torah that the Rebbeinu Shem says makes Kavod Shemayim. True, there's the tiefkeit which Malachim have got. Kavod Shemayim, Shakol Baruch Lechvodei, the shleimus of the Bria, for which we are in the Bria, is through our nisyonos, our overcoming, our being mevatel ritzoneinu to the rotzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, understanding the tzaddik Hashem yivchan, living for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and understanding v'alekim nisa Avraham, says the Chofetz Chaim, v'alekim nisa Avraham, v'alekim. It was a schus for Avraham Avinu on his madriga, v'alekim, says the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah. In today's generation, we're not zeicha that it comes direct. It's indirect from Ribbono Shel Olam. How does Ribbono Shel Olam give us the nisyonos? Al yidei umas ha'olam. So it's just Chofetz Chaim. Avada, there's nisyonos in all sorts of different things. But he says everything we go through is a nisyon, and the umas ha'olam are there. Umas ha'olam are there to give us those challenges, and we understand this more than. More than ever, the Nevi'ahs of the Chofetz Chaim. There was an Olam there. Are we living Ahavas Hashem? Or are we living Ahavas Atzmai? Are we living for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Said the Shlach Kodesh in the end of Parshat Vayera. A person, this is his Moshav, I say there was a problem then as well. To Nechama for me. So the Shlach Kodesh. A person gets up early in the morning. Nechama for me, because I'm telling him to get up early. If I say there was a problem then as well. A person gets up early, lil night ules palil. Talking in Torah, early morning. Lil night ules palil. Hare zu kamoi akeda, v'yesh le schar ha akeda. Shlach HaKadosh. It doesn't need to be. You're taking a child on akeda. We have to be on that madriga that we can't do it. Oh, but what's the trap? What's the trap? Because it's Ahavas Atzmai for the sake of Ahavas Hashem. And the Scha and the Bekoyach. To finish off, says the Matzah Gifter Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Sarah, at the beginning of this week's parasha, hears about the Akedah and she falls dead. We know that the Gemara says that the Madrigal Ruach HaKedah of Sarah was more than Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu managed and Sarah couldn't manage. So as we'll say, in order to give Avraham Avinu a Nisayon. And I'm off to lift it up. Avraham Avinu had the tzivoi, you get the schat, the koyach. And now we're learning in the Ramban, he reached the Madrigal, because you get the bekoyach. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Mishneimus Abriya, did not give this tzivoi to Sarah. She didn't have the bekoyach, so in the same way as Avraham Avinu. It wasn't the chisaron in Madrigal, in the siyata d'shmaya, to be able to withstand and to overpower and to take up the challenge. We have to know we daven l'oni de nisayon in case we fall into a nisayon. And we won't be able to manage it. But on the other hand, we have to appreciate Tzadik Hashem Yivchan. Avraham Avinu was given that sorrow nisayonis. We're injected and empowered with the koyach to be oimed on the nisayonis. We should be able to be mekayim the nisayonis. And know that we get the gevaldige scha Maisa Toiv, not just Ha Lev Toiv. And this is the Shlemus Abriya. This brings about the Shakel Baruch Levoide. We'll be Mekayim Lehagdil Ayira, Lehagdil Anishoyen, then the Mitzvah Hashem will get through this Doir, which is a Doir full of Nishoyenus, and with the overcoming the Nishoyenus, showing the Avas Hashem, and forgoing the Avas Atzmoy, will be Zeichet to be as Bishamikdash Memherav Yomim.
Amen.